A man walks in the studio, we talk and we're told, or we are reminded of just how what's that term that the young ones will use? Woke.
How woke, yeah.
How woke the man is.
That's right. That's right. You should know how woke people are. That's
I know
right.
how things work now.
I know how
now.
Things work now.
I know my
I'm
worth.
I'm paying attention. You know what I mean?
I know my worth.
Hey, that's it. We should all know our worth and ask for it.
Fantastic. Radumel.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you?
It's good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
Bagella, you were just dragging yourself.
No. I was pushing myself.
That's the right. That's the right word.
You see what I mean?
That's the right word.
I pushed myself mind over mattress.
I appreciate the healthy vocab.
You are born. Let's not do negative self-talk.
That is not for us.
That's a
greater
topic for
than
another
fitness.
Day.
Irra. Mm. Greater than fitness. We're back.
Yes. I get why now you decided that you needed to spread your message and your worth across the country, and we appreciate you for that. We really hope so.
We remain optimistic.
Yeah, we remain optimistic. We don't know how things will go, but we'll get there as
fantastic,
fast as we can. Yeah.
Fantastic. But it's great to have the team together, back together again. It's always there was a time or there was a season I did a hip hop show. The one complaint, we appreciate the energy, but at some point, we are pleading with you gentlemen, the testosterone mo studiong, a female standpoint, female opinion, on how you approach things.
Yes.
So that will be my plea. Kibuelela batu baba kilemba bua nagoene kidera Ram Nation. It'll really be nice to have a woman ataho fokota.
If you're only hearing deep voices, it gets boring. You can go to sleep. So we need
when I'm on bedtime, everything.
But in general, I would love to put it out there. People who have something to say, people who'd like to contribute, please reach out to us. We are available on the socials, and we can have a discussion about what you would like to bring to the conversation.
Yes.
Because after all, what we're trying to do is build a community.
Yes, sir.
We do have some guests coming up, and we're going to make sure that we represent as many different viewpoints as we can.
Music to my ears.
There you go.
Amen.
Today on Greater Than Fitness, where we promote wellness, fitness, and movement and break it down and make it accessible to everybody and build a community, we are talking about that very thing, which is how to build a fitness community and find support that drives you towards greatness. So, fundamentally, when we break it down, we've spoken about the concept of consistency and accountability.
So.
And putting people around you that will help you achieve the goals that you set out to achieve. Now, this is a very easy thing to say, but what's fundamental about it is that it can take a long time. So the very first thing that you need to do is decide what is the commonality, what is the thing that you share with the people around you that you can agree on that you want to achieve. It could be a number of different things. It could be making yourselves a complete and rounded individual, which is a very big idea. It could be losing weight.
Yeah.
It could be finding wellness in your mind. It could be bum creams. And it could be anything. So I just, it doesn't have to be anything great. I've recently joined a community that climbs Khala Hill every Sunday.
Okay.
Wonderful. I like it. Why? Because it gets me out and into nature. No problem. So once you've sought that commonality, that common ground, that thing that brings you together, that common purpose, you are able to start to create that network. Now, one thing we can't forget about are the tools that are available to us. That would be things like your online resources. So you can make a Facebook group, you can make a WhatsApp group, you can do a number of different things, even a WhatsApp channel, just so that you can coordinate yourselves and set goals for each other and hold each other accountable. So, for instance, I'm part of a great community that I joined because a friend asked me to come to a session on a Friday morning, and I went and I loved it. And that community is run by someone in this room, and one of the things that he uses very well is the WhatsApp group. You discuss everyday topics, no problem. But on top of that, he speaks to individuals through the group and says, why haven't I seen you? This is what we agreed your individual goals are.
Yeah.
How come you're not able to achieve them? And so I think that community is an example of what can be built. What do you think, Prince?
I think that's amazing. When we decided to have a platform called the Boxing Studio, one of the things you will start your journey as an individual, but you are joining a community. The community consists of right? And in that sense, you can't then have a blanket approach to what Mapanyane would want for himself, right? Even within that unit, you would want things for yourself. So you would like to be spoken to as an individual, as yes. opposed to as a, you know, as a group.
Mm-hmm.
So the platform. If I see Mapanyane to be a person consistency, you know, they were excited about their journey, maybe in that regard, you know, I'm then able to go to a side and send you a text on some, are you okay?
Yeah.
And how far along are we with, you know, what we had set for ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I've seen that to work greatly.
Yeah.
Because you then, you know, help this person understand, I don't see you as a number.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I see you as a person. I recognize your journey. And I am very much alive to seeing and appreciating the progress.
Yeah.
And our progress, I think, share with me. You know what I mean? You mm-hmm. open that. Another thing I need to highlight, you then have to understand the individuals that make up that community.
Mm-hmm.
Are we okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't catch a break with this guy.
Yeah, he's sending me out.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so you really have to come to a degree, or you have to come to a point they make up that community, because that community is made up of individuals.
Yes.
And batubana le they have you know, preferences. You have to be alive to that.
Yeah.
It's a bit much for them.
Mm.
If I use the same approach or similar approach, they will be very comfortable with that. As a matter of fact, they will be very appreciative for, two days, session.
Yes.
You know, that means something to me, you know.
Yeah. Not everybody accepts feedback in the same way, negative
yes.
or positive.
Yes.
And you're right. If you're leading the organization or the community, you have to be careful about how you're working with other people.
Yes.
And if you lose one person, you might as well lose the community. Not really true, but the community is, as you're saying, made up of individuals. So the key things are these. You have two choices. You can either be the initiator, the person that builds,
yes,
or you can join a community that already exists. And I think one of the big issues is people don't know where to start, and so they will go to a community and try to be an individual, right? And to be honest, everyone's looking out for themselves, that's fine, but realize that being in a community is an opportunity, right? Or you can start it from scratch. You can be the person that initiates everything and builds it around themselves, and that is a lot of work, but it also has a lot of value. The key thing about joining a community or even being the initiator is vulnerability. The ability to say, this is what I'm not good at.
Yeah.
So if you're an individual that joins a community and somebody says, you're not so good at this, take it as, no, don't take it as an attack. Look at it as feedback on what you can try to improve on. We do have a culture now. I think the gyms are doing fantastic work, but there's individuals in there. There are also people in there trying to build a community. And there's a fear of approaching people to join the community, and there's a fear of the individuals to be in the community. And that is a lot to do with things that have nothing to do with the gym. Does that make sense?
It does.
We need to maybe consider that when we walk through the doors into this community environment, we cease to be ourselves as individuals.
Yeah.
And to get the most out of it, we need to be with and present with the people in the space around us, because we're sharing equipment. And just by sharing equipment, we are influencing each other's goals. And by positive influence, just by being a positive role model, go to that guy who's doing that thing all the time. I know guys that I've met and I've seen what they're doing and said, I want that.
Yeah.
Make it sabo kubuyele.
Yeah.
And eventually when we spoke, all of a sudden, community is built. Wherever two are gathered, agar.
That's very true.
There you go. So don't be afraid of that, because the power of it is far greater than your fear.
Boom. Jaanong gongwe tla re tsene mo ntlheng e ya gone gore gangwe le gape you either walk into already existing platforms or communities. Mme mo metheng e mongwe go tlhokagala gone gore boitshoko a emegale a re ke bona go gana re ka nna le katlego in this area, that area. But for that to happen, I need to be the one person who pulls those strings together to birth this thing.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Hari Pitelare exist in these spaces. What would you say are the most key things for us to be alive to? Gone gore re lemoge gore ga re goga re le mmogo re akantshana re ka kgona gore re nne le diphitlhelelo kapa re ka nna le katlego in you know, different areas.
So honesty and vulnerability,
yes,
are critical, because you can't be a hypocrite,
yeah,
in those spaces, because yes, you'll be seen, right? You got to do your best, you got to try your best, and you have to be able to say a gapalelo,
yeah,
right? That's critical. The second is positivity. We don't want to be running away from something. We want to be chasing something.
Right.
Right? When you're running away from something, you might move fast initially, but you won't move for long.
Yeah.
When you're chasing something, it may go beyond your sight, but you'll catch up to it.
Nice.
So, positivity in terms of our mindsets. Let's try to think about what's going on. Then, we speak about this all the time in the journey, which is celebrating each other, celebrating small victories. When somebody reaches success, you've got to be happy for them, because their success most oftentimes doesn't take away from you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if we are all looking for the same thing, so sometimes in sports teams, we'll get that issue where it's like, no, I should be doing that, and so on and so forth. If someone's doing better than you, it's a target for you. So now it means you can go better. If the team is winning, the team is winning and you're part of the team. And so you should be proud of your contribution, whether or not that is playing or making it tougher for that person so that they play better when they meet the opposition. That's my mindset, and it always has been when it comes to selections and stuff like that.
Awesome.
So celebrating each other is critical. Positivity and honesty, and being able to say, this is hard for me, right? Because when you can share difficulty, you can find a solution.
Go motlhofo go lekanang kang re maphanyane gone gore ga o iphitlhela o le in a community e leng gore gongwe we are not being very honest about where we are, where we need to get to. O bo kgona gore o thuse batho go lemoga gore go gana ne re sata go to compete with each other. We had come together e le gone gore re leka go tokagatsa diemo tsa rona tse e leng gore di a harologana because we've made it crystal clear gona gore ra go ipitela re le mesepele re le mosepele mongwe mme maikaelelo le maikamo a rona ona harlogane gore o mongwe you know if we're talking fitness wa o tla fitela le gore go ngwe o na ile ditse go lose weight o mongwe o na ile ditse gore nna ha ke leng teng I am perfectly fine I just want to maintain jaanong ga o kopanya batho ba ba ntseng jalo wa go lemoga gore their goals are different so there is absolutely no point or no reason for them to find themselves trying to outshine or compete with each other
but they still do
me o gona wa go fitela ile gore moa wa teng one o teng gore ona kana malatinyana na we pelala gore they are the hottest thing you know under the sun
you know a lot of people nowadays may look at competition as toxic but it doesn't have to be
yeah
Competition can be a powerful motivator and a binder. Let me put it this way. You look at the Jamaican sprint team mid-2000s with Usain Bolt.
Yes.
And what's that other chap? There was another guy, Wadi Timas.
Wadi?
Wadi Timas. What's that guy? There was another guy. Oh, gosh, I wish I had his name. But they were both competing against each other, but for the same team, Ya Jamaica.
Yeah.
And they pushed each other to a level where Usain Bolt was able to excel. And I think Usain Bolt umitete in the 100 meters. So as long as it is positive competition and not negative competition, it's A-okay. It shouldn't be about bringing somebody down, but inspiring somebody to be better. Now, sometimes when you're not winning, it can be easy to be negative. When you're losing in that competition, it can be very easy to be negative. But that is up to the people around them to forge and form that negative talk and try to push it to become positive talk. So yes, great, competition happens. I'm highly competitive and it will push me to work harder sometimes. But I don't need that necessarily to be expressed negatively to the people that are beating me. Does that make sense? It's really something that needs to be harnessed in the right way. But at the same time, these bonds and these habits and the way that people operate with each other, it's not easy to do. You can't just wake up tomorrow and it's formed.
I'm trying to do things for you. And, yeah. This thing, it's as a matter of fact, let's give a hey, what we talk. Just look it up.
There you go.
It'll be a lot easier.
Oh, the name.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
It had your Blakes in there. I remember Blake.
Yes. That's the guy I was talking about.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So it was Bolt and Blake.
Yeah.
And there was a serious competition between the two of them. But it was driving them together. At the end of the race, who was the first person that Usain always walked to? It was Blake.
Yeah.
To say, look what we did, brother.
Yeah.
And they would come first and second, first and third, you know, stuff like that. But it was about...
The bigger picture.
It was always about the bigger picture.
Yeah.
So, like I'm saying, it takes time to build these bonds. So don't lose patience. It also takes example to set them. So that makes... What does that mean? It means... People will look to the initiators or those that are working within the community to see how to behave.
Yeah.
They won't listen to the words. They will see how you behave and then go from there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's Johan Blake. That's the one.
All right.
Thank you, Bitoko. Yeah.
No. When I said it's amazing to have the team together.
Mm.
It's for that reason. And the irony of it,
we're talking about teams.
Yes. You know what I mean? then the strength, when now ulebeleti sele and Bitoko is handling this over there. When we bring that product together, it's what the audience ultimately gets to appreciate.
Yeah.
Yes. Right,
your mic has to be on though.
Okay.
That one in front of you is that's perfectly fine. Yeah.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Hello, yeah. Okay.
See, teamwork.
Yeah.
So when you think about even basketball, right? Let's look at the 98 Bulls.
Yeah.
Oh, the Bulls.
But, just kindly bring it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
there we go.
The Chicago Bulls, right?
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman had one job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rebound.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he did it well.
Yeah.
And did it well. And Michael Jordan pushed him.
Yeah.
To be the best rebounder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Steve Kerr had one job.
Yeah.
He's come off the bench and hit threes.
Yeah.
Right.
Scottie, yeah.
So competition can be contextualized within roles.
Yeah.
Right. Where I'm pushing you to be the best you within the collective agenda.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. And oftentimes we are put in a position where I'm judged on another person's benchmarks.
Uh-huh.
I judge myself on another person's benchmarks.
Yeah.
Without considering the fact that we are chasing two completely different things.
Yes. Yeah.
And so me encouraging you is go after what is yours.
Yeah. Mm.
You encouraging me is go after what is mine.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's it. Encouraging.
Yes.
Right? Encouraging. Yes. And obviously you can't always be positive. Sometimes you have to turn back and say, maybe you're not doing the best you could.
Get it done better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as long as you are kore how a frame hello how bua le motho a teng o bo mora hore I know you to be this good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think that you got there?
Yeah.
This is just the way that we speak to people. But, you know, that these are the details of it. So, you know, clearly the key takeaways are decide what it is that you want to do as a group.
Yeah.
Do you want, or as an individual, do you want to join a group? Do you want to start a group? Keep positive. Embrace your vulnerability. Embrace where you need to get better. Don't be afraid of the community. The community is only there to make you better. If you find that the community is bringing you down, find a way to change it positively from inside.
Does I wanted for us to energy? Speak to that.
Yeah, be that energy.
There was a season where I did a lot of road runs. Mm. My cousin was, he had intentions of, jumping on that wavelength as well. But I had an issue with maybe his levels of discipline, right? And I thought to myself, if I'm going to build a community around myself and this man, and we get to a point where I'm now dependent on Bitoko's energy to do what I know is right for me.
Bitoko's not your cousin, right?
Yes.
Just making sure.
Yes, I'm just...
Okay, as an example.
Right, yes.
Yeah, kind of you might feel attacked. You know?
thank you for the clarity.
Exactly.
Thank you for the clarity, Your Honor. Right? So I thought to myself, if this man, if I find myself being slowed down by this man's levels of commitment, then that then gets in the way of what I want for me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So when you find yourself there, how best do you deal with that without necessarily saying to this person, hey, listen, I think we just might get to a point where you will slow me down and I wouldn't want to get there. So maybe do what you have to do. If I see just how committed and how dedicated you are, that then maybe will compel me to move towards what you are proposing here.
So we spoke about this when we spoke about Love and Lunges, relationships and fitness.
Yeah.
And, you know, just from my understanding of relationships, if you give me an ultimatum, it's like,
Yeah.
What is this about?
I graduated from school. I've dealt with that system. I think I'm done.
Yeah.
Right now,
Your ultimatum. I'll probably still achieve it, but it's not for you.
Yes.
So one of the great things is you can find ways to push each other without holding yourself back. And that can be, go on ahead of me, I will catch you.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And then we can say, between now and 2 months from now, let's reduce the time it takes for me to catch you. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So we stagger our departures, we do these types of things. There's many ways that we can find to drive somebody to match you at some level. Because we're all starting at different times in our lives.
Truth.
We start our lives at different times. That's why we don't all share a birthday. And because of that one thing, we will never actually really be at the same level, right? So let's find a way to pull each other closer. We're never going to be the same, but we can pull each other closer and ultimately arrive in and around the same time as a team.
Okay.
That's what we're looking for.
Okay.
And I think additionally, it's...
Why am I not liking his levels? Maybe let's share Mulibi's mic.
Okay.
Or maybe bring that one in.
This one,
yeah,
over there? Okay.
Yeah. Because it's a bit low. Sorry about that.
Not a problem. No, am I audible
that's
now?
Very, very, very audible.
All right. Oh, I gotta do
great.
Two yano.
Hey, all right. Oh. It's amplified.
He deserves too much. He's wise.
You know?
I try. I think the other side of it too, if we go back to the pre-yano, got like love and lunges, right?
Yeah.
Where we talked about, I think, honesty also on the other person's part.
Yes.
Of them accepting. Yeah, I know this is a struggle for me.
Yeah.
And even in then how you set expectations, put it in a way that you set expectation based off of what they are able to do.
Wow.
So DMX talks about, I trust people to be themselves.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. And so if you know, yeah, my cousin, you know, gets, you know, laziness from time to time, I then have to objectively say, well, maybe I'm going to engage him in X, Y, and Z exercises because those are the ones that he's into.
Yeah.
So I think he can hold me accountable there, but he ain't trying to run 10 kilometers. Right? Yeah. The first two, I know, like, he's got it. I know we're good. You know what I'm saying? After that, he's like, nah, that's not for me.
But that's it. That's why you build a community.
Yeah.
And a community, like, we did say one and two is a community, but you can always involve a third to come in and say, right, I can help in this way. And actually, that really ties a bow on the whole thing, which is never, ever should you be looking to extract from a community without giving to it.
Uh-huh.
And be aware of what you're giving to it. At the same time, never, ever forget to acknowledge what you're receiving from a community.
Yo.
Right? So when someone's giving something into a community, you got to clap your hands, you got to do a dance. You know, that's critical.
17103 for your short messages. 3161 6 we have a low under 3 minutes.
Mm.
So if you can get you know, folks calling in, can you keep it brief so that we can you know, have more people throwing in their contributions. But 17103 17103 for your short messages, for your live calls, your voice calls, 3161 006. Where do I start? How do I start? I trust that, you know, those are things that we've touched on. How you pita lang ole ting, ona le keletso, e leng gore gongwe e ka le kopanya, e ka le godisa mmogo, se leng gore tshwantse re se lebelele, ke jone bo maruri jo e leng gore gongwe le tshwantse re le simolle ka jone. Ke ha ke le boitshoko ke le ditse go goroga kwa mme ba leng gore ke tshela le bone bone mo mosepeleng o ba setse ba tsamahana ke dingwe tsa dintlhatse leng gore a tshwantse gore re di ele thoko. 3161006 3161006 or 17103 for your short messages. Is there anything that we would like to throw in there, aremete mekhala kapa, you know, your short messages.
A big thing that I want to really congratulate Botswana on is how much fitness communities have blossomed in the country.
In the
last 10 or so years.
Yes.
I remember 2008 running on the road and people would stop to ask for Akisiami. And now you see there's running clubs, there's hiking clubs. We've always had your sports clubs, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But even the, you know, a lot of fringe clubs are popping up all over the place. If you find a space or a blade of grass, or not even grass.
Yeah.
I mean, Sunday soccer has always been a thing, but now it's a big thing.
Huge.
So if you find, you know, they don't mind, bro.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. So if you see something that you think maybe you might want to learn a little bit more about, go out and do it. And most importantly, don't ever think that I'm doing this so that I can make money or all these different things. Go out and do it because it's going to be good for you. Nice. And if you keep that mindset in place and continue to get good, someone might show up and say, you know what? Maybe I'll pay you for that thing.
Whoa.
So go out and do it without expectations. See what you can contribute, because if you're moving and you're happy and you're with people, you're winning.
Gentlemen, I would like to say for this community, I am forever grateful.
Oh.
Yeah. No. From the bottom of my heart, for this community, I am grateful.
Indeed. Thank you. Thank you.
Likewise.
Thank you. Likewise.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like we should say, you know, I don't know. Amen. I don't
know. Something.
Something. No, thank you so much.
To add to that, you know, I think not that we're encouraging community hopping or community promiscuity.
Yes.
As a way of putting it.
Yeah.
But it's okay to, like, try out communities, because not every community is for everyone.
Yeah.
You know, that's true. There's so many running clubs. You know, I do photography, as you guys know, and one of the organizations I work with is Fearless Fitness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every time they do an activation, there are like 15 different fitness clubs that show up to participate, yeah. Right? And I'm like, you know, different demographics, different groups. But we are, you know, professional athletes who have running clubs.
Mm.
Others are like senior citizens. They're like, look, I'm trying to just do this health thing.
Yeah.
Others are just people, you know. So you get to, and even with the organization where it's like different people from different backgrounds,
yeah,
different goals, but everyone is supported within their context.
Mm.
So it's finding a village that works for you.
Yeah.
Right. And sticking to it. So, yeah, you know, like anything in life, you might run into a community and you're like, that's not doing it for me, but explore others,
try the others.
That to me is one of my favorite challenges, to be honest, is to go out and experience different communities and go, oh, I like what they're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe I'll go and try them for a little while. But it actually challenges you to physically to understand your body in different ways, because you're doing different things. And you learn about yourself as well. So it's good for your general health and well-being, and also good for you in terms of searching for what might also work for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, your parting sentiments? Like I said, I'm a rampiko ke go leboga.
Yes.
When we first envisioned, or when I first approached this man with the idea that he threw my way, this is not, from inception, you will not quite appreciate, who you will interest as you move along. But he comes in, says to me, I did XYZ, I was in this place, I met this man, his energy was very much amazing, and I'm glad I met him. And, before I knew it, I'm introduced to Bitoko, and, here we are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm pretty convinced there's someone who's, texting or about to make a phone call to say, I've been listening to you guys. I'm inspired to get out and, contribute and be mindful of the contribution that I am throwing into the community that I either would like to start, or the community that I'm already a part of.
Yeah.
You know,
I hope so.
I'm thankful for that.
I think my parting note is fitness communities build strong communities.
Mm.
Because if I can trust you to work on my health, I should be able to trust you to build my community.
Yeah, sure. Mm.
And so, you look at the Tolo Fellow Park area where you see guys just coming together, working out on the open area. So it's not just about physical health. It's about community health.
Yes, sir.
In all its facets.
Yes, sir.
So let's think about communities, fitness communities, as larger vehicles for building stronger communities.
Wonderful, boom. Wonderful. In fact, some might say it's greater than fitness.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I see what you did there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I did
what you did.
Teamwork, right?
Teamwork. Yes. Teamwork makes the dream work. So, I owe my well-being to fitness communities, and I can only be thankful for the people that have put time into those communities, even when it's not seen, the people who have supported me as an individual and the people who have supported others so that they could be in these communities. I think that some of those people know who I'm talking about. And just the pleasure of being a part of that is fantastic. So, you know, I'm about to be away for a couple of weeks. I'm going to miss this community, but I'm hoping to grow the community a little bit larger. I'm taking a rugby jersey over to Ireland, and we're going to be there at the Lansdowne Rugby Club and build the community a little bit bigger, which is one of the biggest clubs in Ireland. So,
nice.
So hopefully we'll be able to come back with some connections, some knowledge, and be able to build this community a little bit bigger. So yeah, that's it. It's all about building those connections, all about making the tiny sacrifices for the greater good with the understanding that we're all benefiting from it in the end.
Fantastic. Say best of luck with that endeavor. You remain in our thoughts.
Yes.
We were happy that doors are starting to open. Well, they've been opening, but you know, more doors are continuing to open. And yeah, we're hoping to see you very soon.
Well, you're going to have better voices with more knowledge in their fields. So I'm glad for that.
All right.
Over that period of time. So please listen in. If every time they contradict something I say, please write it down so I can learn more. You know, because that's exactly how it goes.
That's it.
And then, you know, we will all grow from it, I think.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Nigga, got it. Funny enough.
You're not about to start crying right now.
No, no.
Okay. I'm not dying. I've gone for two radio sessions. Yeah.
Like, funny enough, you know, right before we started the show, we were talking about the discipline of learning to stay teachable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And that's inherently what we're striving for.
Yes, sir.
Like, and that's what you're speaking to.
Yes, right.
That ultimately, there's always more to learn.
Yes.
You know, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know.
Oh yeah. Certainly. Certainly. Yep. That's it.
Yep. And you know, the one key thing here is you know what Mulibi spoke to. Honesty. Like to admit, hey, listen, here. I think I need to do some bit of research. I think I need to educate myself a bit more on this. You know what I mean? Just that, admitting that to self, it's a very powerful thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? But coming out here and trying to be Superman on pretty much everything that's thrown at you. Yeah, I know you will hurt yourself.
Yeah, you will hurt yourself.
Thank you very much for spending time. Thank you for the brotherhood. And bo khaitsedi ka halereditse jaaka Mulibi a setse a dirile that appeal. If there's something that you strongly feel gore re ka se dirisa ha gone go atolosa le go godisa you know botsogo joining gore re leditse gore re botoka hatse by all means the platforms he will share them with you briefly gone gore re ka itshwaraganya fokae gone gore re khone gore ra amogane dikhantse over to you sir on the platforms that they can reach out.
So please reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. It's at Greater Than Fitness. That's GR8R Than Fitness. And you can also go to greater.fit. That's GR8R.fit. Or you can reach out on my phone number, which is 7579-4535.
I like how he reminds himself of his own number.
Well, it's not my personal line. So reach out on WhatsApp because obviously the landline will not be available.
Okay.
So yeah.
Fantastic. Gentlemen, have yourself a decent night, and we're not seeing you next Wednesday.
We're not seeing you next Wednesday, but you know what? I'm going to find a way to listen in.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan to me.
I think there's an app, something tuned.
Yeah.
Like that you can listen to online.
Oh. Yeah.
You can pick up any radio station in the world.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah. Plus, see. I mean, we're going to be publishing as well, so yeah. We'll see.
All right.
Yeah.
It is up to your station of choice. 10:10, that is your time. Greater Than Fitness, returning to you next Wednesday on a different style.
Thank you, Morena.
Thank you, Morena. Thank you, Morena.